Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The New South Wales Resources Regulator is investigating an incident at a Glencore mine in the Upper Hunter that saw a dozer operator injured. On October 5 this year, a haul truck collided with a dozer on a dump at the Mangoola mine at Wybong near Muswellbrook. As a result of the collision, the operator sustained injuries and had to be taken to hospital. The regulator says the dozer operator was working on a tip head at the time and was unsure where to unload, so reversed to dump the load against the wall. The operator heard a thud and stopped the truck. The haul truck operator had 11 weeks industry experience and 4 weeks experience at the mine itself. The dozer operator sustained soft tissue injuries and was transported to hospital for a medical review. The regulator is investigating to determine what went wrong. Today is National Agriculture Day, an opportunity to acknowledge the resilience, optimism and enthusiasm and all the hours upon hours of hard work our ag workers put in every single day. The Performance Data and Insights report shows that the state's farmers, despite the challenges of the last couple of years, have produced an estimated total output of $15.7 billion in the 2019-20 financial year, only 1% less than last year. The New South Wales government says in the 2019 financial year, we saw high farm gate prices for livestock, with sheep, meat and pork showing the highest increases in demand, while crop production was down in all areas except wheat and rice. The nominations for the Tamworth Country Music Festival Golden Guitar Awards have been announced. The nomination announcement was live streamed on social media yesterday with performances from the likes of the Hunter Valley's Travis Collins. Travis picked up some nominations as well, including Contemporary Album of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, Video of the Year, and Single of the Year. Nova Castrian's Hurricane Fall have also picked up a nomination for Group or Duo of the Year. The awards will be live streamed in January next year. And in other news, New England MP Barnaby Joyce was in Merriwar today. He visited the Merriwar Men's Shed this morning and is at the Youth Centre this afternoon, where they've received $40,000 through the Drought Communities Program for general maintenance work and some fresh paint. He was also going to the swimming pool with more Drought Communities Program announcements. And the Hunter Business Awards are being held tonight in Newcastle and live streamed online due to COVID-19 restrictions. The Upper Hunter will be represented by both the Singleton Business Chamber and the Muswellbrook Chamber of Commerce and Industry, who are going head-to-head in the local Chamber of Commerce Award. Starting with the Newcastle Knights, there are two new signings for the club this week, with former Bulldogs forward Suaso Jesse Sue signing a two-year deal earlier this week. He debuted for the West Tigers in 2013, played for Samoa in the World Cup, then played 116 games for the Tigers before heading to the Bulldogs. Also this week, English young gun Bailey Hodgson has been signed on a three-year NRL deal. He arrives in Australia on Saturday to head into 2 weeks of quarantine before joining the Knights for the 2021 pre-season. And the rescheduled Tri Nations Rugby Union game between Australia and Argentina will be held at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle tomorrow. The Pumas will also be meeting New Zealand at the same venue at the end of the month. The crowd will be capped at around 12,000 people due to COVID-19 restrictions. And that's your latest in local news and sport.